Anything else?
Yeah, some call him Billy.
Is there a family around here named C-O-O-P-E-R?
I've never heard of them.
Well, what would you call them if there were?
Call them Cooper.
What would you call a woman? To say you were going to introduce me to her, what would you say?
Mrs. I say, yeah, a woman.
Do you have anybody around here named R-A-L-P-H? Is that at all common?
R-E-L-P-H?
R-A-L-P-H.
R-A-L-P-H.
This one.
Ralph. No, none that I know of.
How about this one? Is this common?
Matthew, yes, sir.
And if you're going to introduce me to somebody of this name, how would you do it?
Mr. Matthew.
Now, any special term for a carpenter who isn't really a carpenter, he just saws a board and drives a nail now and then?
Well, they call him jackleg.
Yeah. How about a fellow who preaches now and then but isn't really a preacher?
Well, let's see what the... I don't know what, I can't think of a...
Would he ever be called a jackleg preacher?
Well, that slang goes along with him, all right.
Let's see, my mother's sister would be what to me?
Aunt.
Whose?
Mine.
Well, my mother's sister would be...
Your aunt.
Uh-huh. And if my father had a brother named William, he'd be my...
Uncle Will.
Or if you wanted to be formal, you'd say he's my uncle. Not Uncle Will, but Uncle
William.
Before he became President Eisenhower, do you know the title that was given to the man when he was in the Army?
General.
General
Dwight Eisenhower.
And who is the man who presides over the county court here?
County judge.
Do you know his name?
Garland Hope.
And if you were going to introduce me to him, what would you say?
Judge Hope.
A person who goes to school is a...
Student.
A woman who works in an office and has a fairly important position. That involves taking dictation and writing letters and overseeing the office is a...
Secretary.
Nationalities, you'd say we're not Mexicans, we're not Canadians, we're...
English.
Or...
Americans.
Uh-huh.